Log Talk Radio.
Hey, go ahead and put the goggles on, man. You already know what it is. Shout out to everybody. Rest in peace. Mayor Gil Scott Heron. Let's get right into it. Steve's.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for your rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on the local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you the truth? Why would they tell you that they really knew the truth? Why would they tell you that they really knew the truth? Why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. Ivan Spire will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue. But if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if you look at you like you're insane, and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks are finally caught in your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know. That's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, they'll start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you're suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game. Or worse yet, saying that you really don't know. That's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults your 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. Four-letter words or four-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and that everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know. They said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Peace.
deal, man.
From neck and down, welcome to Pilgrim and to the buffalo who once ruled a plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It's looking like he's hoping, hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched barren treetops, watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America.
Radio 646-478-3313. Free the homie Zen, free the homie Lou D's. Put the goggles on. We need to cut the bullshit, cut all the crime. Young men, quit killing yourself. Young black men, you know, I want crime to end all around, but for right now, we got a serious fucking problem, you know. We actually got a serious problem. Motherfuckers are dying left and right. And I don't mean no disrespect when I say motherfuckers are dying left and right, but motherfuckers are dying left and right. So what are we going to do about that? Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? You can't dance your way into this motherfucking revolution, man. The Goggles on Straight Raw Radio. One more time, free my main man Zen. You know what I'm saying? Hold your head, son. You know something. Hold your head, Luti.
Okay.
Yeah, the doctor don't know, but New York was killing me. Bunch of doctors come around, they don't know that New York is killing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I need to go home and take a slow down in Jackson, Tennessee.
Boogeyman, no. Friday night gunfight, Sunday style. Nations of the planet on a marathon mile. I was up and down on an Aztec and Dow. Diamonds and thorns in the Emperor's crown. Mickey D's got them all, killing 42s. You ain't gotta ask Q, who got the juice? Some read the time, screwed up also like the news. Remember the city, son, the incident, too. White collar, low lies, chilling in the high rise. Heavy traffic, corner view, bedroom, frame size. You welcome, that'll be your $1 million. See that building right there, and ain't gonna be here tomorrow. See that mansion right there, just opened up. They be building on something that was there since they traded slaves. Powerful lamb off the native grave. Little fish cash roll every day.
Let me tell you, city, it is cracked up to be. Fast city living ain't all. It's cracked up to be. Yes, I need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee.
New York is fast. How do I compare? It's 24 frames in every second of a movie. Can't see frame change, but it's always moving. Characters, tourists, travelers, and arrows cook halal food. This foul moves on the average. Hood battlers have ciphers, tight spitting, spazzing, noticing black asses on white women. Village voices are heard around Strivers Road, next to where Callaway once sang. Heidi Ho, welcome to the sideshow where many eyes are low. Posted up daily news, travel around by the low.
Let me see your city living in your home. It is cracked up to be in.
Nah.
Fast city living in all. It is cracked up to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee.
City don't sleep. All they do is leave past gas and pick fresh kill out of seek. No nothing. Bitch, yo, sparkling beast. You make a mind for that like the local police. But you won't let me. God willing, Sean Bell, rest in peace. Mama say, save your soul. Get out straight.
It is cracked up to be in.
Nah.
Fast it is living in all. It is cracked up to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my need to go home and slow down in Jackson, yo. Tennessee.
And the games in New York are like wolves in sheep clothing. Navy men off the ships and sidewalks strolling. Ladies watching shopping, stressing hard with maxed out credit cards and a depressing job. Grace guys, winter's cold. U.S. Open tennis, charity dinners for the rich and old. Giving nothing to the poor to strip in their soul. I can see why some get up and go and move where it's slow.
Lord have mercy. Mercy on me. Yeah, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Turn him to bury my body back home in Jackson, Tennessee.
Mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. acted like an actor. Hollywood acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names a tune, the consumer has got to dance. Where it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment. Especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. Director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge, the ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military, macho man. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. The shades abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. The shades like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. The shades like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than cliches like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to manage, Bogart tough to manage, Cagney tough to manage, Hollywood tough to manage. Tough and substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, presto macho. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to sex and amnesia. Remember what we want to remember, and all of a sudden we have fallen prey to sex and amnesia.
Yeah, I want y'all to understand something, man. please do the knowledge on this man. Yeah, man, kill that, kill that. I want y'all to do the knowledge on this man. When I always say do the knowledge on someone, that's like fucking do your research, basically. You know, I have a lot of beliefs and shit that you might not agree with, but if you've got your own little thing going, I'll look into the shit, you know? So look into this man. This man was very fucking deep into, like, the emotional thought of fucking, I don't know really how I explain it to you, and just straight layman's term, fucking. He went from the soul. Like, everything Gil Scott Heron did was from inside. You can tell that there's a lot of poets, you would say, that they had to think it out, and you know, that's what all thought, but all writings. But with Gil Scott Heron, it was all fluent from the soul. He could say some shit that affects what's going on now. All right? I'm going to tell you something, man. He was born at 49. All right? You got any older relatives around you, ask him what was going on in the eras around there, or if they was around the Harlem Renaissance. You know what I'm saying? Ask him about when it was cool to be smart, when motherfuckers was running, you wanted to be a part of something to where you wanted to have something to win. Say 2011 or 1998, motherfuckers would want to know who was writing books back then. You know what I mean? Langston Hughes had it popping. And, like, I could actually say that, like, he had motherfuckers wanting to write. And the people that were around him, he was playing jazz, or doing this, or doing that. Like, it was cool to be smart back then, and it's kind of sad that we got into this phase to where I think not only the media has played a role, it's just the fucking... You know, it's a lack of parenting that's been happening to where being smart is like frowned upon. Like, I can keep it real. I'm from the hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's sad that I used to see people get fucking picked on for being smart. You was called a square. And if people out here right now, to this day, that's listening right now, I guarantee you, they probably have called somebody a square out there. Look at the smart guy over there. You know what I'm saying? With the books and all that, book bag, you know, all types of shit. In reality, man. Let's get back to that, man. Let's get back to being bright. Like, not being afraid to be smart. There's a lot of you out there that I know are geniuses, yet you got your pants down your ankles and the cornrows, the whole shit. I ain't trying to feel like that, but, you know, you're trying to fit a stereotype. It ain't for us, man. It ain't for us. And it pisses me off because I know some of y'all, you know, and in the private conversations, you just the fucking smartest motherfucker on the block, but... You get around certain motherfuckers, and it's like, damn. Motherfuckers are still actually going dumb, and no pun intended, but I'm saying, like, come on, man, put the goggles on, man. It's about that time, man. I ain't on the world's on the end type shit, but I'm telling you, leave a legacy. Fuck, okay, put it this way. What if your world ended? What legacy would you be leaving?
You know what I'm saying? Do you guys understand that? Like, you want to leave something for when you, oh, yeah, he died the other day. And you don't want them to be like, damn, that's it? You know? You don't want them to be like, man, I'm telling you, man, the revolution won't be televised. You know? And I would be asinine and not play that song. So if I got a little more time left, I'm going to come back. Freedom Homies in. Lou D's. We do that all night. Wifey going to the Usher show tomorrow. We'll probably go watch the fight. You know what I mean? Rob or something. Who knows? I want you to have your goggles on. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're doing now or tomorrow or for the rest of your life, live in the moment. Don't be afraid of what other people think of you. I swear, that's like my number one thing. Live in the moment. And I don't mean like splurge your money and do this and that. Just don't be afraid to fucking push the limit, man. You know what I mean? The sky ain't the limit for you. The sky's the limit for everybody else. You know what I mean? Think about that. Straight Raw Radio, man, you tuned in. Rest in peace, big buddy.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Straight Raw Radio. I told you. I want you to understand something. It's all up to you. You know, this is like, I really want you to really understand the decisions you make now determine your future later. You feel me? All right? At the heat of the moment, yeah, you might want to pop somebody. But now, when you're in that cell, my brother, when you are in that cell, it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. I'm dead serious. You don't even think about everybody else that's around that's affected by the shit, but you end up crying, you want to get out. I mean, shit, I watch Another 48 with wifey all the time, man. Not to go hard on y'all, man, but a lot of y'all ain't built for this shit, man. A lot of y'all bright, man. I told you it's cool to be smart, man. You could really have that edge and just be smart. You ain't gotta pop nobody. You ain't gotta jump nobody if it's cool. If you're thinking you're gonna get on World Star Hip Hop or some other dumb shit, this nigga Jake gonna lock you up like real shit. Niggas ain't gonna visit. The commissary is gonna be short. Niggas gonna be checking you. They gonna make you roll it up for this and that. It's gonna be man, it's not a good look. You feel me? It's gonna be dumb hard to get a job, you know, because you can't sell crack forever. Niggas need to wake up, man. That's all I'm asking, man. Straight Raw Radio. You know what I'm saying? I told you I ain't gonna do it all the time, but when I do it, I'm gonna do it to death. You already know what it is. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna have time for the whole shout out. But straight raw, man. Free the homies in. Steve!